Sheriff Susan Pomerleau said the county can save $250,000 by allowing her, along with the county manager, to conduct a staffing study in-house that the county was prepared to pay a third party to do. Pomerleau said staffing issues are the most critical problem at the jail, where she says 50 positions remain vacant.
2 years ago, a mandatory overtime program was put into effect to ensure there were enough people on the floor, on shifts, to run the jail.
Pomerleau said detention officers have stepped up and worked overtime hours, but they have grown weary and many have resigned. She asked commissioners for an infusion of $500,000 to get through February 26th, and she detailed temporary measures that will have an immediate impact on overtime hours.
We've returned uniformed supervisory staff to regular shift operations, including a captain and members of the specialized emergency response team, the CERT team. We're increasing the number of part-time employees from 5 to 30 and are aggressively recruiting for these part-time positions.
Pomerleau said 25 new detention officers will graduate this week. Another class will be ready in 9 weeks. The sheriff said she will return to commissioners with an interim update February 13th and a final report on February 26th. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.